Amrit Tamotan. Prosecutors seek a 6-month prison sentence and $200,000 fine for former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
Navarro was found guilty of defying a subpoena for documents and a deposition from the House January 6 committee. Following his conviction in September, Navarro accused the Justice Department of going against its own policy by prosecuting him.
They had a policy for more than 50 years that says people like me, senior White House advisors, alter egos of the president, cannot be compelled to testify before Congress.
Navarro has vowed to appeal the verdict. Donna Warder, Washington.
An Ohio law outlawing so-called gender-affirming care for children and keeping boys off girls' sports teams will take effect in 90 days now that the state legislature has overridden the governor's veto of the law. Also at SRNNews.com, a shocking discovery along a remote, dusty dirt road in California's Mojave Desert.
January 23rd, deputies were requested to respond to a remote area off of Highway 395 in El Mirage. This is a very remote desert area, and for that reason, CHP Aviation Division accompanied us to the call and were able to help us in locating the scene.
Maria Rodriguez with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office tells KTLA-TV officers initially found the bodies of 5 people and a 6th victim was discovered later. All of them had been shot to death. The government reports the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 3.3% in the fourth quarter of last year. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 14 points. This is SRN News. The American Family Association is sounding an alarm about new federal rules for the foster care system that would make it impossible for Christians to take children into their homes.
What the regulations propose is that no foster care agency would be allowed to place a child with foster parents if those foster parents did not affirm their, you know, LGBTQIAP+ identities.
Abraham Hamilton is general counsel for the AFA.
What you essentially have transpiring for the Biden administration is an effort to ultimately purge the ranks of foster care providers of those who actually adhere to a biblical position on sexuality and identity.
He says Christians need to contact their congressman and urge them to block the Biden administration plan. There are also legal remedies. Last year, the Supreme Court unanimously struck down a similar effort by the city of Philadelphia to exclude Catholics from the foster care system. This is SRN News. Popular Ford SUV, the subject of a recall.
These are 2011 through 2019 Ford Explorers. Ford is recalling them because a trim piece can fly off. That could be a danger to other drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says clips holding the trim that covers the roof supports close to the windshield can come loose. If that happens, the trim piece can fly off, and that would increase the risk of a crash. Ford expects only about 5% of the recalled Explorers would be affected by this problem. It says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
The feds are clearing the way for grounded Boeing planes of 737 MAX 9 to resume flying. The FAA has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes will have to go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. More details at SRNNews.com.